Blog Talk Radio.
A big mouth, a big mouth. There's a rumor being said about me and the crew, about something we did or supposed to do. You might not have heard it, or maybe you have, but when I first heard it, all I did was laugh. I used to get angry and all uptight, but you can say what you want to spell my name right. Cause all I'm ever guilty of is locking the house. But that's not what the rumor was all about. Now if you like the then tell all your friends. And if you don't, wait until you see me again. This way I can hear from the host's mouth. And right then and there we can straighten it out. Because I don't get involved with he said, she said. So take my advice and quit while you're ahead. Because one day I might not last. The day your mouth might check, your behind can't catch.
You got a big mouth. A big mouth. You got a big mouth. A big mouth, a big mouth,
or a blabber mouth. A blabber mouth. You. Blabber mouth. Out.
The views and opinions on That's What's Up are solely those of Big Mouth and Big Mouth only. I'm just voicing my opinion and what I've heard, and I'm just letting y'all know what I'm hearing out in these streets, and it's just entertainment. Just any other time, I'd be babbling and talking by myself. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always trying to be the lady. Real talk. Listen, guys, I do apologize. I had a little technical difficulty, and I had to go off the air the last time. An hour ago? I had to go off the air. I had a little technical difficulty, and I think I may have figured out what it was. I'm not sure. But welcome aboard. It's Saturday on the Midwest side, on the Central Standard Time. East Coast time is Sunday. But it's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. It's Memorial Weekend, and it's 2 weeks before my birthday. I'm all excited. I just don't know what I'm going to do. But welcome aboard, y'all. I'm glad y'all are here. I'm glad you stayed up. And I appreciate it. But, yeah, the views that I express are those of entertainment purposes only. Y'all, I'm broke. I keep telling y'all that. I'm broke. And it's just entertainment. And that's all it is. Take it for what it is. At face value, that's all I got to say. All right, y'all, so let's first start off and say shout out to Blog Talk Radio, because without y'all, I wouldn't have a platform. Plain and simple, this just would not be a platform, and I do appreciate it. Shout out to Marcel. Shout out to Turo Vato, 2G, Cappuccino, or should I say Cap? Cap Junior, Jarvey, Social Yaya. Welcome back, Social Yaya. I'm so glad you're back on the air, girl. I missed you. And congratulations on getting engaged. I can't wait for that wedding. It's going to be wonderful, and I'm going to cry when you walk down the aisle and all that good stuff. You're going to be married now. You're going to be legitimate. And that's pretty much it. I got to say shout out to all the countries that listen to me. So many of you guys right now that I can't name all the names. It would take me 5 minutes to name all the places, but I do appreciate everybody all over the world that listens to me. Shout out to the Army bases, Naval bases, who else? Any of y'all, if at your house, in your car, I appreciate you for listening to me. And that's what's up. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Yeah, I'm so glad. This was a good week, y'all. once again, I'm up late, and I'm sleepy. But I'm going to do my very, very, very best to let y'all know what's been happening and going on out in the world and what's been rumored and all these things. And but I had a good week. Y'all know, and I've said this a million times by now, that I suffered a stroke. Well, not a stroke. I was in a coma. And then I suffered three strokes, not a stroke, three. And then I had lost my ability to walk and talk and all that stuff. So I had to go to therapy. Anyway, I was accepted on Loyola University's kidney transplant list. So all that is smooth sailing. I've never been sick. The worst that I've ever had in my life up until now was one cavity, and that was back when I was 6 years old. So we ain't going to say how far back that goes, but that's to let you know. I've never had surgery. I've never had kids, none of that. So I'm thinking, was it back in January, that I was finished with all my testing to qualify to officially be on the list for the kidney, or, you know, to be on the kidney. And it was about maybe a month ago that they called me and they were like, all right, I had to do a mammogram. And that was I felt violated. I felt violated. But we won't go there because it's not about that. Anyway, I had a good week. So they called me. And, the lady says, you know, your gynecologist test came back. There was nothing wrong with them. You were okay. But there's something we noticed that we kind of want you to go back and have it checked again. And I'm like, huh? Like, what? So I said, okay, because, you know, I'm not worried about anything. So I go. But honestly, I had gotten worried then because I'm like, I don't know what could be wrong with me. So they sent me back, and North Shore Skokie, my gynecologist, my lady doctor, is cool as hell. She's young. She's only 33. She went straight through college. She said she always knew she wanted to be a doctor. She's got two kids, and she's practicing now, and she's 33 and all that stuff. So I always enjoy seeing her. She's a pleasant woman. So when we met the other day, she says to me, Big Mouth, I don't understand why they sent you back to me, because everything's cool with you. You're fine. There's nothing going on. There's nothing wrong. She said the only thing that I can think that threw them off was the fact that you are of your age, and I'm trying not to say what that age is, that you're of an age that you're postmenopausal, and at this age, your goonky, you get what I'm saying? Your goonky is only supposed to be like 5.5 inches, a fist size. So she tells me, I think what it is that threw them off is the fact that your goonky is not 5.5 inches. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Come to find out, I've got the fucking Grand Canyon going on. You know what I'm talking about? So I was like, what? Say what? Say what? Yes, I am not normal. I mean, for someone my age, I had it's a Grand Canyon going on. And no wonder these mohos ain't left and come back. And if they do leave, they always return. Or they don't go nowhere. It's like a ringing bell. Hello down there. Yes, I've got the Grand Canyon going on. For real, for real, for real. Going on. Dollar bill, y'all. So anyways, that's what's going on. But I get a call the other day at, what was it, Friday? I had to go Thursday. So Friday, Loyola University calls, and the lady says, you know, everything is good with you. Your results are good. My Grand Canyon is what it is, and it's fine, and they're satisfied. So now my name is going to be going before the final review board. So that means I will be on the kidney transplant list. I am so excited, and I'm so happy. This has been a crazy journey, but overall, it's been a pretty quick journey with them and me and trying to get stuff straight. So I'm so happy for that, and that was why I had a good week. Yes, me and my Grand Canyon. I am so proud that I have a Grand Canyon going on, that I haven't, like, dried up and turned into a walnut and all that stuff. Oh, no pun intended. But, yes, hadn't turned into a walnut. Now, on that note, I need to shut up and get my notes together so I can start with the meat and potatoes of what's been going on in the world besides my Grand Canyon. And on that note, I shall be back. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and that's what's up. Oh, goodness, the Grand Canyon.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Manisha. This is Fanto that Blue.
And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill and laugh and stop? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber? I see you out there.
Suckling sing. Yard for him, kick up. Rock wine.
Sing.
Ding a ling a ling.
Sing.
Band silent swing.
Sing.
DJ is stuck up in the beer bomb red
ding. Sing.
Ding a ling a ling.
Sing.
Gold bell a ring.
Sing.
Knife and fork a pint for dumpling. Booyaka booyaka. Can't pass up a ranking. Some of rocks disappear with them and another man chain. So, them are the done. To the biz, we have the key. Put the done to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes. Them are the done. To the biz, we have the key. Put the done to the key and turn them in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they can't allow me. I am the general in the DJ army. With the family, I am cross all the team. And sit on the jam, them tickle fancy. And anywhere we go, y'all gone crazy. Listen, ding-a-ling-a-ling,
sing.
Who they don't ring,
sing.
I find fuck a fight for dumpling. Quick, call for some ranking. Some of ranking disappear with you, but under my chin. So, them are the done, to the biz, we have the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. Them are the done, to the biz, we have the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. You see, when you dance, I'll let you fry the wine. You see, now call your phone, John, wine, you want it. You see, if you can't wine, you put your man on the parade. You see, what be your mind when you see your mate. You see, if I try to dress, but your mate not ready. You see, your mate look like, see, I'm up for it. You see, she a cartoon and she no rich. Girl, I get the love in you, I get the money. You see, don't pop up a car, they pull up all the TV. Tell a lot of girls, them got clear. I will be great, but the girls, them. Like Jamaican girls, them. And the American girls, them.
boom rhythm.
Sing
a ling a ling, do the ring ring. Pipe and fog, a pipe and dumpling. Quick, quick, cause for some a ranking. Some a brunch, the personality rock the jeans into. Them a the dance to the busy and the key. Put the dance to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes, them a the dance to the busy and the key. Put the dance to the key and turn them in a donkey. You can't mix quantity with quality. A man of quality, yes, him of ability. With me strong mind and under what carry me, I get the will power from God Almighty. Many hard come on the tongue, he is me. What is for Caesar could never be for me. They came on me, now they came on me. I am the general in the DJ army. With the family, I am cross quality. Cash registering and they make no money. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, that's why I'm swing. DJ is stand up in the pure boom rhythm. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, who will ring? I find fuck and fight for dumpling. For some of drunken, some of drunk, the personality of DJ Chincho. Them have been done to the busy of the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes, them have been done to the busy of the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. You see, we get down while it's up lines of wine. You see, rock up your phone and wine your body. Dump up, up, up and shake your body. Bottle for your mate, cause your mate not ready. Mate looking like macaroni. From your mate skin, it's just kind of like ready. If a gal ready, then a gal not ready. Don't want no gal with no balloon belly. Belly have a flat like a willy penny. Yeah, the little children sing with quality. Them say ting-a-ling-a-ling. That's all it swing. You just hear stuff up in it.
You're listening to
RT,
Big Mouth. That's
what's up. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. And those are my babies. I'm going to be with them. Goodness, I can't. Is it next week? I think it is next week because school is out. This is Memorial Week, and it's the beginning of the summer. And I'm on my Get Fine program. Like I said, my birthday's in 2 weeks. I'm excited about that. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do for that. But as of right now, you know. Oh, yes, I do know what I got planned for that day. Why did I forget that? Or how did I forget that? The school that I went to from first to eighth grade was a private school. They're celebrating their centennial anniversary or birthday on my birthday. And that is one of the things that I plan to do that day. So I'm excited about that. All right, y'all, let's get into it on the things of what's been going on. Did Raspy lie? Was he not raped or assaulted as a child? Pulled it back and said it didn't happen. I think that's a lie. Now, y'all, once again, all these are my opinions, and it's allegedly, and this is for entertainment purposes only. I really think that he was. I really think that he was abused by, you know, I'm not going to say the man's name, his cousin, but I really think it happened. I feel he pulled that back because people have used it against him so much in jokes, in business. I think he was suicidal there for a moment. He hasn't been working and shit since then, really. And I honestly think because of that and the things that he's gone through because of him being open to tell people about what happened to him, he's now retracting that and saying it didn't happen. So I don't know if that's true or not, whether it happened or not, because I wasn't there. I wasn't in the sheets with him. And I just feel he retracted him saying that it happened because he's been met with so much stigmatism that came along with that and the jokes that came along with that and people calling him, you know, and maybe he is, maybe he's not gay. I don't know. But them saying that he's gay or alleging to him that he's gay, he just ain't been right since. He's crazy as a bat bug right now. He's a few rocks and a dozen short of a couple of eggs, and I'm really sorry that that's happened to him. Either way, if it really did, I'm sorry that he had to go through that, and now he's got to go through the repercussions of that. And then the fact that he felt the need or feels the need to say it didn't really happen to him. You know, it's sad. I don't know. All right. What's up with Britney Spears? She and Waldo, you know who Waldo is. We'll bring him back up because I think there's something I want to tell y'all about Waldo. But Britney Spears, is she really Britney Spears that we've been seeing on Instagram and in the little videos? She be always dressing all seductive, and poor thing, she's another one that done lost her mind. I don't know if that's really her in those videos, though, because one of them I was watching really quick, the girl's eyes were blue and not brown. So it was just weird. And then the screen behind her in one of those, not just one, in many of those videos, seemed like a green screen, like the leaves weren't blowing or the things were disappearing and coming back. I don't know. I just don't, something ain't right right there, y'all. And as much as she was adamant about getting rid of the conservatorship and coming out and talking about the individuals, he ain't heard shit from her. Not a word. Not like you would have thought you would have heard from her, the way she was all loud and letting folks know that, you know, she wants to come out with conservatorship and, you know, she's going to sue all these people. And I don't know. Something ain't right over there. I don't know if her husband got something to do with that. And then where did he come from? She was under such a strict conservatorship. Her father had her under such a strict conservatorship. And that management lady had her under such a strict management or conservatorship that she wasn't dating. And she couldn't talk on the phone freely. So where did this man come from out the blue to be able to marry her? When did she have time to meet him? I know they say she met on, a video shoot or something, but even still, the video shoot don't last for a year, so that means you got to court and talk to somebody off and on and see them and go out to dinner and do things and whatever. Where did he come from? And even now, you really can't get him to say much about, like, what's going on with her or his feelings about her dad. That's another one. Something ain't right. Something just ain't right. I don't know. Let's see. I told y'all that AI coming in and making all these drastic changes to music, how we once knew it. Meaning, say, for example, me being, if I was an artist and I wanted to have a song with T.I., and instead of having to actually go to T.I., I can use AI because it can recreate the voice. Well, there's a Tupac and Biggie Many Men song out. That's an AI song. Make sure y'all listen to it. It's amazing what's going on with AI. It's scary what's going on with AI. And those of you that have kids that go to college or are going to college, y'all make sure they learn something, a trade, because if anything that deals with computers and things that you don't really use your hands on, like a barber school or beauty school, but some kind of trade, because this going, things are going to change. Things are really, 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 really going to change within the next 10 to 20 years, if not sooner, at the rate things are going. So on that note, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. It's your girl, Big Mouth. And that's what's up. Ookie dook. I'll be right back, y'all.
Naya, school of Aya. Who am I? Just a girl, them sugar. All right. Here I know. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Hey! Prince Emma, who got the keys to my bimmer? Who am I? The girl, them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Pass me the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls them lock. And I and I, we make love to press up. You a bubble can get ready if you're a bucket. Drop your nigga like your nigga if you're stitching. Drop your oxen like a cow, you wanna chop it. Drop your pickaxe like a gun, you wanna dig it. It's like a riverside up on the bank and you take it. It's like a bicycle, so you hold it and that's it. So you watch it, so you crash it, she a tell you, say you grab it. Girl, she a beg you wanna ball, take the chop it. Batman plug in and me a move like a electric. It's like a basketball, she take time out, be vomit. We listen to me silent, we will listen to me lyric. I mean it. Man, they are me a drop it. I said, Sim Sima, who got the keys to my bimmer? Who am I? The girls them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Lock me the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls them lock. And I and I will make love to press up. Anything she wants, I will give it unto she. I can't believe the day my friend them tell me that she flee. I don't believe he's angry and I don't believe he's grief. I don't believe it's Susan or the other girls I agree. I don't think that man I'll just lose my main squeeze. Oh, Guantanamela, you are killer. Jolly Roll, you are the army body under pressure. Man, see your body, I'll kill my sister. Whenever she ride, just to know you got the power. But Sim Sima, who got the keys to my bimmer? Who am I? The girls, them sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Pass me the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls, them lock. And I who make I tell myself I don't want nobody else to ever love me. You are my guiding star, my shining light. I love you, baby. But that day you leave and you're gone, I know that girls, they're going crazy. I know the girls love some, all of them are awesome. Cause you one of them want it, baby. I told you once and I told you twice that I am the girl, them sugar. No, the girls am a suck me and the girls am a rush me because them a driving the beamer. And the girls am flavor, I'm not slaver. I am the helper, no helper. And a girl loves watcher, I want to be her. And if there any need to your set, Sim Sima, pass me the keys to my beamer. Who am I? The girls am sugar. How can I make love to a fella in a rush? Pass me the keys to my truck. Who am I? The girls am luck. And I will make love to press up Sim Sima. Who got the keys to my bimmer? Who am I?
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Shout out to Tank out there in Maryland. Hope all is well. Anyway, y'all, Wendy Williams is in the hospital in New York, and she is not in the rehab, as people have been saying. She's been in and out, of I think, for the last two times, for 2 weeks, she's been in and out this hospital. I don't know what's going on with this lady. I don't know if it's the fact that she has an alcohol problem and, you know, she's suffering side effects from that or mental problems, but she had to, she's supposed to do the women's, what is it, the women's, all women's expo stuff she's supposed to be a part of and had to cancel that due to being in the hospital. So, you know, I just don't see her coming back right away. And if she does come back and does her podcast and whatever that little show she's supposed to be doing, she just ain't right now. She got to get herself together. That divorce took her very hard. I don't think the divorce was so much, but I think it was the fact that Kevin had a baby out of wedlock. Because he had been with this chick for a while, and she was able to deal with that. But the fact that they had a baby and the fact that they lived in the same area, he bought her a house down the street somewhere from where she was living, that's kind of rough. That's brutal. That's just horrible. For him to have done something like that was just absolutely effed up. I've got to say that. That was just effed up. So mentally, she ain't right. She is not right. She is not right. Now, I wish her well, and I hope she comes back soon. But, yeah, Wendy ain't doing too good. She is not doing too good. She done went through it with Kevin and him and dealing with other women. All that wasn't a problem. I really think that because that girl had that baby, Kevin moved her in a house down the street with her money. Well, he'll claim it was his money. But how did he get his money? This money that he has now. Well, he's only got the money now. But the money that he had in order to buy this house was through Wendy's earnings or monies from the show and things that Wendy had been doing. You know what I'm saying? But that's fucked up. Oh, excuse my language. I did not mean to say that. All right, IG is getting ready to create a text-based app similar to Twitter. I used to be a beta tester for Twitter. When Twitter first started years ago, I was a beta tester on there. It was myself, Corinne Steffens, who else was on there? Erica Badu, and that was the bomb. It was fun. It was because of Corinne Steffens that I, superhead, that I became a part of this beta test. So IG is now creating a database app similar to Twitter. And it's supposed to start in June, and it's, you get up to like maybe 500 characters or whatever. I'm not sure. I'm not testing this one. I don't know much about it. I just learned about it this week that that's something that they're getting ready to launch next month. And don't take your black behinds down to Florida. The NAACP said, don't go. Stay away. Not a place for you to be. They don't want you down there. Don't spend your money. Because of these laws that this man has been approving for that state, don't say gay and no more AP classes for children of color or black students, I do believe it solely is, that it's such a hostile environment for black people. Excuse me, and why would you want to go down there and spend your money? Disney's pulled out of creating a new campus. I don't know what it was going to be called, but anyway, they're not doing it. What a hiccup all of a sudden. I'm sorry, y'all. So the NAACP said do not take your black behinds down there to Florida and do not cross that picket line that the Latinos are creating because, you know, they've got the law or whatever the law, I forgot the law, law 42, I don't forgot the number of whatever it's called, where they don't want people undocumented coming in there working and some other stuff. I don't know if this big mess. Well, they've got a picket line that's starting The Latinos have not been there to work, to build houses, to do anything. Boy, I so wish I could be down there and see that. That's an interesting thing to see. Because I know if that had to happen in Dallas or in Texas, woo-wee. Anyway, y'all, we lost Tina Turner. And she was, what, 83? She was born in 39, so she was 80-something years old. She lived a long time, and I never thought she would be going away. But we all have to at some point or another. I just felt she was a very strong. She has gone through so much with Ike, you know, him beating on her and all that stuff, and then she reshaping herself into the Tina you know now. But rest in peace, Tina. I know my parents used to just love her. And her legs, oh, were just so gorgeous. And that to somebody I used to try to make sure that my legs kind of look like. She'll be missed. That's all I can say. She'll be missed. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this British girl, British Williams, on Basketball Wise. Looks like she's in a little bit of trouble. It's your girl Big Mouth. I'll be right back. Okie dokie. And that was, you know how you just get kind of delirious after a while if you're up later than what you normally are, or if you're hungry or something? That's how I am right now. It's your girl, Big Mom. Delirious. And that's what's up. I'll be right back.
I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas.
One, two. Cleopatra. Dig it in your stash. No money, money. No licky, licky. Fuck your dicky, dicky in your pit. Give me your loot. Your neck a resonant shoot. Your game ain't sweet. John Paul Peach, shit complete. If you can't wed it, forget it. Don't sweat it, I bet it. Make it come true with your lips. You can't stop a bitch from balling. Ha ha, the la la, the drop by, they be calling. And you ain't know why you be kicking that old shit. We making hits, platinum and gold shit. Lace races, diamonds and pearls. Beside every man is a bad girl.
That's right. 9-6, bad boy, come on.
Went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com, Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly, I look good.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. And yes, I'm a little delirious right now, but we're going to work through this. So what's up with this British Williams girl from Basketball Wives? She got arrested on fun, some old stuff. You know, that's what y'all get for faking the funk. Some of y'all for faking the funk because, or trying to live high on the hog and be like the Joneses and stuff. She's been arrested for fraud, checks and all, PPE fraud and some old fraud. Well, she'll be in jail fraud come next. I don't know when they said she's going in, but she's out of here. I mean, out of here. Jamie Foxx. Waldo. Where is Waldo? I asked y'all that last week, and I told you he was supposed to have been in Chicago. Well, I hear he may be out here, but he's hiding because he was a part, supposedly, allegedly, before I get myself in trouble, supposedly, allegedly, he was in trouble with that Paz, some Fuji's who got in trouble. He may have something to do with that. I don't know how true that is. I ain't going to go no further. I don't know. We shall see. All right. Y'all tell me what is going on with these manager moms, these mothers nowadays. Kim has been in my time frame quite a bit these past few weeks. If it's from she and Kanye and Bianca to her and some dude, or her and her some wannabe dude, but this time it's going to be Beyonce and Blue Ivy. What's going on with these people? I don't get it. You have these children. Let them be kids. You know, when they get 16 or 15, maybe start bringing them out. But was it last week, Friday, Beyonce was performing in France. And who did she have on stage dancing? Like she was one of the dancers, was Blue Ivy. And I'm just, I feel so sorry for these kids. Like they're not getting to be kids. You're pushing them in the limelight. Do they not know what happens to some of these kids who have been in the forefront like that? Like suicide and drug abuse and pregnancies and mental issues because they have this, what do they call it? They dysmorphic ideas of how they look. And if what would happen to them once the public decides they no longer find them adamant? Maybe, how do they, you know, what happens to them? You're so busy trying to push them in the limelight to be stars, you haven't thought about what could possibly happen to them. So that's all I got to say. You know, I don't know. Raise your kids like you want to. I ain't got kids. All the worst I've had in my life was a cavity, and that's my problem. All right, so you know I came from the service industry, and they are now asking for tips, self-serve tips. So meaning if you go into one of these restaurants or these takeout places, and have you noticed where it'll say, do you want to leave a tip? Who are you tipping? When nobody helped you, it was a self-serve establishment. That's what I'm trying to figure out, but that's what's going on. And what else? I don't know. Let's see. Maybe I should take a break because I can't figure out what the heck I'm going to say to y'all because I told y'all I'm delirious. I am delirious. I am delirious right now. I really am. Oh, gosh. I'm.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Yes, I am deliriously crazy right now. I am up past my bedtime. I know it's late for me. I don't be up late no more. With that being said, y'all, I'll be right back. I'm so silly. It's your girl, Big Mom. And it's a holiday weekend. I should be wide awake and partying. And you talking to an old party girl that's no longer a party girl. I stay at home, enjoys my home and all that stuff. I'll be back. It's your girl, Big Mom. And that's what's up. I'm so delirious. This is killing me.
around, the hand clap attacks. The original boy fixed up his back. And for those of you who were not quite sure, but the boys is three plus me makes the four plus lyrical. Imperial, no need to discuss an A plus for my material. I'm the over dominant, over prominent, over delightful, overweight lover MC. Capital H A O I Dazzy. The original, that's why there's no apostrophe S. Cause I have been blessed to impress. And may I suggest that you invest your money and time to my digest. You prefer me because I'm more than less. And I've been blessed like a basketball set. You know what comes next?
Welcome back. It's your girl, Big Mouth, or should I say Delirious Big Mouth. I just can't wait till the kids come. I can't wait to tell y'all what we do and what's going on. I'm just excited that the kids are coming. The kids are coming. Some kids are coming. All right. So according to Auntie Patty out of Philadelphia, she said that Frankie Beverly has a new band. They don't have the Old Maids anymore. It's the new band, and he's not retiring. His voice is getting kind of messed up because of his age, but you can't tell him to go sit down somewhere and to take it, you know, go out gracefully. He wants to go out how he wants to go out. I guess he's so addicted to performing and being on that stage that he's going to be up there until he just drops. Now, don't be surprised. I hate to say this. This is not funny, but he'd be up there and he's performing, and then all of a sudden he drops. He's just like that type of person. He's that motivated and wanting to continue to perform. So the old group, I forgot what happened to the old group. I don't think they had to sue them because the old group wanted to use the name and whatever. Long story short, Frankie Beverly ain't retiring and his voice is going out. So don't be surprised when you hear him singing. He don't sound the same because he's so old now that his voice is, you know, changing. So That's it. I'm not going to go into it any deeper. The Wiz, I grew up on The Wiz is coming back, and Candy Burst is one of the executives of the show, and they're going to be opening or test running it in Baltimore. I think that's where I heard it from. I don't know. I told y'all I'm delirious. I'm just rambling right now. Tell me, what that girl got on that man. What's her name? Young Miami? Because she done went on a shopping spree of $1 million shopping spree. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Love took her on $1 million shopping spree. To me, the reason that was done, it could have been out of the kindheartedness and the fact that he can afford it. But I think there's just a little more. I think she knows something and has some stuff on him, and that's her way, his way of keeping her mouth shut. Remember I said last week about Kim Zolak going through some stuff? Well, it looks like she may end up being back on Real Housewives of Atlanta. That would be great. You know, I miss seeing her. I miss seeing Nene. The stuff that's going on now is, I hate to say it, but it's a little boring. It's too boring. Bring the old peaches back and let's just get down to what's really happening in the world. Like, is Kim and her husband going through a divorce? Which I think they are, and I told y'all that the other week. I don't know. I just think it'd be great to see the old peaches back. You know, you can have the ones you have presently still a part of, but bring them back. They had substance. They brought substance to the show, and she could use the money. She really could. I heard this, and I really shouldn't repeat this, but I'm just going to say, did Bill Cosby sleep with Steve Harvey? That's what, I'm hearing. I don't know how true that is, and I really shouldn't repeat that. And what's the lady's name? Essie Mary, the activist lady. She was talking about that. She was also talking about how Steve abused his son. Now, I can say a little about that. Do know a little about that, because I was living in Dallas when that went down. And let me shut up if I get in trouble, because I could tell you a lot about, or a little bit about Steve, especially when he has comedy show. Place down there in South Dallas in Oak Cliff, and when his management guy stole the money, and I was at a Super Bowl party. I think it was Super Bowl. Yeah, I think it was. It might have been basketball time. I'm not sure, but I was at somebody's house with somebody, and Steve was there with his second wife. And it was hot as hell outside. And she came up in there in a meat coat. She was, like, she was smelling something. She was all stuffy. She was not very friendly at all. And she acted like she was smelling stuff and had on this meat coat, and it was hot as hell. And I'll never forget that. And I'm like, why the hell she got that hot-ass coat on as hot as it is outside? But anyway, you know what, y'all? I'm just running my mouth. I'm going to cut this stuff short. I'm getting sleepy. I love y'all. I thank everybody for staying up with me, because I'm going to start saying things I shouldn't say about people that I shouldn't say. And I can't get in trouble because I don't have no money. I'm just repeating. I don't know. Everything has been for entertainment purposes. And you know, like the pharmacy, plant you now. Dig you later. Thank you guys so much for staying up with me. But I have to catch myself because I'll start saying stuff that I shouldn't say. And we will leave it there. So good night, everybody. It's your girl, Big Mouth. Bye. I'm going to bed. Good night, y'all. Oh, Lord. I'm glad I caught myself because I was about to say some stuff I shouldn't be saying. Good night, y'all. Have a good Memorial weekend. Have a safe, stay safe out there in population. All that stuff. Good night, y'all. Like the farmer said, to the potato. Plant you now. Dig you later. Bye, y'all. Bye.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night,
sweetheart. Good night.